usually begin our meetings with prayer, and the representative from the Orville Ministerial Association is not able to be here this evening, so I'll open our meeting in prayer. Would you join me? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the tremendous privilege it is to serve our community. We pray that you would lead and guide us in our time and our discussion this evening, and that you would bless our city. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I just miss it.
Oh!
I could not park.
Well, thanks very much for joining us. If the clerk could please call the roll to this special blessing.
Handwerk.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's excuse.
Asparis.
Here.
Shanklin.
Here.
Larson.
Here.
Carr.
Here.
Mosley.
Here.
Wilson.
Here.
Thank you. You should have received a copy of the meeting minutes from our June 6th meeting. Do we have a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Carr moves, and Mr. Larson seconds.
Asparis.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
All eyes, motion passes.
Thank you. We have no public comments scheduled for this evening, so we'll move on to our standing committee reports, and we'll begin this evening with our Utilities Committee. Mr. Shanklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Utilities Committee has not met, therefore I have no report.
All right. Thank you, sir. And our Ordinance and Personnel Committee, Mr. Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ordinance and Personnel has not met, and I have no report.
All right. Thank you. Our Transportation Committee, Mr. Mosley.
Thank you, Mr. President. Transportation Committee has not met. I just got three things tonight. One, the concrete street projects are complete. Two, we are starting our asphalt streets. They just did preliminary work so far, and it's just a core. Where they came and assembled the core to see exactly what we have down and how deep the asphalt is. Those are scheduled to obviously start after the July 4th festivities. With that, I would like to have a meeting to discuss any possible issue streets in each councilman's area. I'm looking to have that meeting July 5th at 7 o'clock. I only need about 30 minutes. If any council person could email me any streets of concern, such as chip and seals, alleys, or anything that's asphalt, if we could bring that to the meeting. I do know Dan and Steve have started a proactive list, and we're actually already looking at priorities for possible 2023 that we won't be able to get to this year that the winter weather affected. So can I get 30 minutes? July 5th, does that work for everyone? 30 minutes before our July 5th meeting?
Very good. Transportation Committee meeting at 7 p.m. here in Council Chambers.
And with that, I have nothing else, Mr. President.
Thank you. Our Health and Safety Committee, Mr. Spiras.
Thank you, Mr. President. Our Health and Safety has not met, and I have no report in that regards. But just because of the fact that we won't meet again for a regular council meeting until after the 4th of July, just a reminder of the new law that's going into place. Fireworks for consumer grades are going to be a little bit different this year. You'll be allowed to shoot those off within the city limits. There are some restrictions. The days would be, I'll make sure I get these right for you, the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th of July, as well as then the 8th, 9th, and 10th, so long as it is in between 8 a.m. and 12 a.m. midnight. So after 12 a.m. midnight until 8 a.m. in the morning, you shouldn't be shooting those off within the city limits. Just a reminder for citizens, since we won't meet again until the 5th. With that, that concludes my report.
All right, thank you. That's good info. And our Planning Committee, Ms. Carr.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Planning Committee did not meet, but I met with Mr. Wheeler and Mrs. Kirkbright to review the proposed roll-up legislation prior to it being sent to the Planning Commission for their review.
All right, very good. And then our Finance Committee, Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Finance Committee has not met. I have no report.
Thank you. We have no special committee reports this evening, so we move on to our administrative reports and Mayor Handwerk.
Thank you, Mr. President. Nothing much tonight. I'm very thankful that we were fortunate last week with the storm to have very little damage here in the Orville area. Obviously, parts of Worcester and our neighbors in Shreve and Holmes County had lots and lots of damage. I think some of them are still without electricity, so we keep those people in our prayers. That's got to be very inconvenient, especially with the heat coming back tomorrow. We're thankful that we were spared this time, and that's all I have.
All right, thank you. And our Safety Service Director, Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. Their Orville Performing Arts will have another concert this Thursday featuring the Sensational Soul Brothers. As you would imagine, based on the name, they will be performing the great R&B and soul classics from the original Blues Brothers. The Sensational Soul Brothers will also add their own original music and comedy bits while staying true to the great music of the era, and will throw in a couple of surprises every show with lots of audience participation. So we welcome everyone. There also will be a food truck there as well. So come hungry and ready to enjoy a good show. Also, the splash pad is making progress. The first spray toy has been installed. They are scheduled to pour concrete this week as well. So that's coming along. The Gateway Park restrooms actually are have final inspection tomorrow by the county. So if that's a go, then we'll be ready to open them up as well. When you look at those, you will be impressed, I believe. That. They're really nice restrooms. They did a fantastic job as well. Also, that we tested out, not, when I say we tested out, I mean I literally personally tested out and shagged fly balls at the ball field on the lighting. And I believe I still have it, based on my
No jobs there.
Actually, the lights are amazing. When you just drive it up to them, it literally feels like you're pulling up to, you know, the Field of Dreams. It's really cool. They performed well. I didn't drop any balls as a result of the lighting, at least. So those are ready to go for the tournament this weekend as well. Just to kind of summarize where we're at with the upcoming festivities, the 5-alarm softball tournament, which is the 12U tournament, actually kicks off this weekend. It will start on Friday. It runs through Sunday, 44 teams. And for the Firefighters Association, that's kind of the kickoff to the whole 4th of July festivities. From there on, the next event is the parade is Wednesday, June 29th at 7 p.m. Their carnival also starts that night and runs through July 3rd. The Fire in the Sky softball tournament starts Thursday night for one game, and then Friday is really the real kickoff. They are up to 102 teams, and the fireworks are July 3rd at 10:15 p.m. or later if the championship game goes over, which it normally doesn't, but when it does, people are wondering why it hasn't started, so that's why. And that's my report for tonight.
Much. Any questions or comments? All right, we'll move on to our Utilities Director, Mr. Brediger.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mayor already commented a little bit on some of the outages related to the storms the past couple weeks. Again, we were pretty fortunate about that. Our experiences were fairly minor. We just had some random trees and limbs, but nothing near the devastation that they had back in that area. I came up through that area last week on the way back from a conference, and that's the worst stuff that I think I've ever seen in all the years that I've lived here. And the mayor said they're still talking about some of those folks being out, maybe getting wrapped up here about midweek or so. So a lot of destruction there. We have, with the summer heat coming on a little bit early, we have been operating the plant. We were up last week for about 3.5 days doing peak shaving. We came up today. We'll be operating probably tomorrow and Wednesday, and probably come back offline Thursday. So summer peaking is coming a little bit early for us this year. Hopefully, we'll get it over with in a short burst. But these days when we're only up, it gets hot for less than a couple of days. A lot of startups on the plant, but that's kind of been our mode for the past 4 or 5 years. Last thing, we did email out some comments to US EPA today think I mentioned that the federal government's looking at additional restrictions to limit nitrous oxide emissions from the states. And this proposed rule will kind of limit the amount of emissions that move from one state to the next. They call it the Good Neighbor Rule. So one of the provisions in this rule was an exemption for small utilities like ourselves. If you recall, you were on the board many years ago. We fought to try to get some line in the sand where some of these regulations just didn't make sense from an economic perspective, and the framers did see some wisdom in continuing that exemption. We wrote to support and acknowledge that exemption in this rule, asked them not to change it if that gets challenged. And there were some other economics about the emission control systems that would have to be installed on that, especially in the mode that we're operating in, a more intermittent basis. From an economic perspective, that would absolutely make no sense for us, and would be pretty devastating if they would lift those restrictions and impose the limitations that they're looking at imposing there. So those go out. Final comments were due tomorrow, and then US EPA has 60 days to review those comments and respond, and then it goes through the process. So we shouldn't hear anything more about it again, but there may be some. You may see something out there in the press, not specifically citing Orville Utilities, but just the proposed rulemaking. Other than that, that's all I have tonight, Chair.
Thank you.
Very good. We'll move on then to our finance director, Ms. Strickland.
Thank you, Mr. President. Council members should have received the 2023 budget book along with the recap. In the past, we prepared those documents manually. This year, they're system generated, so they do look a little different than what you're accustomed to seeing. There are some areas for improvement. We're going to be working with Harris, the software provider, to see if they can make modifications to that report so it's a little easier to follow. If you have any questions while you're working through it, because of the way it's laid out, just give me a call and I can walk you through that. Also, as you're going through it, if there are items you'd like added to the report or any kind of modifications, let me know that as well so we can kind of tailor it to suit our needs. Also, just a reminder, the budget does not give the authority to expend funds. That comes in the form of final appropriations when they're approved by council in March. So between now and then, we probably will make some revenue modifications and expenditure changes as well. If after you review the document, you decide that you'd like to have the workshop, we do have that tentatively scheduled for the 27th, immediately following the utility board meeting. So if that is your decision, you'd like to proceed with that, just let Councilman Wilson or myself know, and we can get that set up. That's all I have.
All right, thank you very much. Our law director, Mrs. Kirkbride.
Thank you, Mr. President. I do have something to share. We have been trying to, since right around the time of COVID, to get Sunshine Law public records training scheduled to be here in Orrville. We had it, I believe it was in 2019. I think it was well attended. It was a good event. We had it scheduled for 2020, and the world shut down, and it was canceled. We tried a couple of times to reschedule through the Ohio Attorney General's office, and unfortunately we were not able to get a date. Reached out recently to see about getting that back on the schedule and received a response that they have decided to just offer them live and in person in one of each of the four quadrants of Ohio. And so the closest to us was in Avon Lake, and it's already happened. So, unfortunately, if anyone is interested in attending live, there are not really any convenient local venues to do that. They do offer live synchronous training every 6 weeks through the Ohio Attorney General's office. They also have an online 24/7 training that's available anytime. I do encourage, especially our new council members, to take this. I do take it every year, either online or in person, and I will do that again this year. And I can be the representative for all the elected officials in the city, which I always do anyway. But I do think there's some value to the training. It is 3 hours but it's great information. There have been some changes in the last year or so that are somewhat meaningful, particularly as to the police department and police records. So I would just encourage you to reach out to me if you have an interest, and I can get you connected. It's offered both through the state auditor and through the state attorney general's offices. That's all I have.
All right. Thank you very much.
Quick question.
Yes, Mr. Spears.
Do you know if, to your knowledge, there's a spot where they highlight just the changes?
There may be on, like, they typically, that's a component of it, and so maybe if you did the online training, you could fast forward to that part or something like that. I don't know where in the presentation it would be.
Okay.
If I find it, I would certainly be willing and happy to forward that to the group if you're interested in that particular aspect of it. I think it's a great refresher for me, certainly, because I do so much of it, but I can see where sitting through 3 hours every year would not be very...
Yeah, the last few years, it's been pretty much the same.
Yeah, it is. It is. And again, I take it just because the refresher is helpful, but I can certainly try to track that down for you and let you know.
That'd be great.
Absolutely.
All right, very good. For my report, just a couple of notes. The current issue of OrbViews, members of council were able to respond to a questionnaire that the editor of OrbViews provided, and so you can find that coverage in the latest issue of OrbViews. Also, the latest issue of The Bargain Hunter has good coverage of the work that's going on in the park, and Mr. Larson provided the photography for the cover of The Bargain Hunter this time with a great photo, and so I'm really glad for that exposure for all the great work that's going on in the park, so be sure to check out those two publications. So that's all I have. We have no old business this evening, so we can move right on to new business. So Mr. Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Resolution 2822, I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second.
Second, Mr. Mosley.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Resolution 2822, a resolution approving the budget for the City of Oroville, Ohio for the calendar year 2023 and declaring an emergency.
Okay.
Any comments? The total budget excluding transfers is approximately $66 million. We've allocated $8 million for the general fund, $6 million for the remaining tax-supported funds, and $52 million for the utilities. We did have some significant changes from the 2022 appropriations. Those were capital project modifications. We also made additional allocations for the contractual wage and benefit increases. On the utility side, we also had an increase in purchase power, natural gas, and also our insurance costs. And we should let this go to three readings.
Very good. Any other questions or comments for this first reading? Very good. We can move along.
Resolution 2922. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second.
Second, Mr. Shanklin.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Resolution 2922, a resolution authorizing the Board of Control to procure quotes from various vendors and then enter into an agreement and or agreements without bidding to add facades and pillars to the bridges of Ward Park in the City of Oroville, Ohio, and declaring an emergency.
Any additional questions or comments?
Yes, please, Mr. President. This project is actually part of the overall culvert project. It was originally bid as part of the original culvert project. What we quickly discovered is the contractors that wanted to do the culvert work didn't necessarily want to do the pillar and facade work. As a result, we pulled that work out of there. We were able to procure a contractor to complete the culvert work. In the meantime, Mr. Lau has been working to find contractors interested to do this type of work. We've kind of went throughout Wayne County looking. Coincidentally, the gentleman or the company that is working on the Gateway restrooms said it was something he would be interested in doing, and so we have some bids from him. We're waiting on a bid from another local contractor as well, but I do think that we'll be able to award it, And obviously, Fussner has done a fantastic job for us down at the restroom, so if he does end up being a little bitter, we'll be able to proceed confidently in that project.
Unless someone wants to YouTube that and give it a shot, we'll...
It looks really easy on
there.
It's not in my wheelhouse.
This is a wrap-up to a project that's been going on for a while, and I think there aren't really any unanswered questions with it. I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second.
Second, Mr. Mosley.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
I move resolution 2922 be adopted as read.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Resolution 3022. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Asparis.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Resolution 3022. A resolution authorizing the Board of Control to enter into an agreement and or agreements with Daniel A. Terreri and Sons, Incorporated, without bidding for the installation of additional concrete at the splash pad at Orr Park and declaring an emergency.
Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. This additional concrete is surrounding the actual splash pad. It kind of came about as a result of the splash pad meetings we had with council, as well as part of the comprehensive park plan design with Edge Consulting. It'll tie into the sidewalk, which kind of is part of the trail system out there. So, and working through that with Vortex, the company that is supplying the splash pad, we all kind of agreed, why don't we work directly with the concrete contractor so that there's no kind of upcharge or anything from Vortex, which is kind of a normal part of anything that they're involved in on that. So I am requesting approval tonight. They are, their goal is to pour concrete Thursday or Friday of this week. It is budgeted for. It's definitely part of the process, part of the plan. Mr. Lau has taken into account the additional concrete with some additional stormwater designs there as well. If you're out at the site, you'll see the kind of the white area. That's the area of an actual splash pad. The additional area of where the dirt has been removed is where the concrete will be poured. Some areas are as little as 2 feet. Some areas are as much as 8 feet. So it kind of varies, but it should add to the ability for folks to utilize that area and include some benches and things along that line as well. So that's really the main goal, is to add some seating area so folks can watch their kids as they're enjoying the pad. Yes, sir, Mr.
Am I to understand this is going to save a little bit of money?
Absolutely. By not going directly through Vortex, which would have just been a change order, which the Board of Control would have approved and wouldn't have came to council. But by doing it through the contractor, it did require legislation, but it also is going to potentially save us, you know, as much as 30% as well.
Excellent.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate, too, the fact that you heard what we were saying and all the back and forth at the committee meetings and whatnot. So this is a nice, responsive response.
Thank you.
Yes, responsive response. We done.
Sorry.
That's okay.
I've seen that this needs to be done soon so we can keep the project rolling along. I move that the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second.
Second, Mr. Shanklin.
Wilson.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
I move resolution 3022 be adopted as read.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Shanklin?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Carr?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
All right, thank you very much for your work this evening. Do we have any comments for the good of the order? Seeing none, we'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move we adjourn.
Larson moves.
Second.
Mosley seconds.
Larson?
Yes.
Carr?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Shanklin?
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
Thank you. The next regular meeting for Orville City Council will be Tuesday, July 5th, 2022. Until then, we are adjourned. Good evening.